Hi friends! Welcome to Season 2 of the Cafe Tayo Podcast. Nangangailan ka ba ng mabilis at epektibong vocal warm-up routine para ihanda mo ang iyong boses sa isang presentation? Tamang-tama ang podcast na ito sa'yo. Samahan mo ako sa isang exclusive opportunity na mag-join sa Worship Series course offered exclusively in this podcast. Excited ako i-share sa inyo ng kaunti ang aking Christian life. Tulad ng ibang mga manggagawa sa church na worship leaders, over 20 years na akong naglilingkod sa role na ito, pero hindi ako tumigil dito. Gayunman, ang aking paglilingkod sa Diyos ay higit pa rito. Sa paglipas ng mga panahon, nakakuha ako ng mahalagang karanasan sa voice coaching, choir conducting, music teaching, at maging sa songwriting. Pero kung paano, kahit na matapos ang lahat ng panahon na yan, marami pa rin akong dapat matutunan sa ministeryo ng pagsamba. In today's episode, we will explore an quick and effective vocal warm-up routine na hindi lamang maghahanda sa iyong boses pero tumutulong din sa iyong maunawaan mong ang apat na vocal registers. I discovered this routine from a reputable voice coach named Narel Ong, who shared it on her YouTube channel. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. Pero bago tayo magsimula, hayaan mo akong mabilis na ipaliwanag sa'yo kung ano ang mga vocal registers na to at ang unique sounds na nilalabas nito. There are four main vocal registers na nagsisimula sa chest voice na siyang mas mababang range at kung saan nagmumula ang iyong speaking voice. Susunod ay ang belt voice na isang chest voice register pa rin pero mas may mataas na pitch at may dagdag na power o intensity. Ang pangatlo ay ang mixed voice na pinaghalong chest and head voice registers. At ang huli, ang head voice register na siyang pinakamataas na range na naglalabas ng isang magaang at maliwanag na tunog. Now, pamilyar na tayo sa apat na vocal registers. Oras na para sumabak sa isang effective warm-up routine na makakatulong sa pagbukas ng iyong boses. So get ready to discover the power and potential of your voice. Simulan natin i-explore ang unang vocal register, ang chest voice. Ang range na ito ay kung saan ginagamit natin ang ating natural na boses at mararamdaman mo ang resonance na nanggagaling sa iyong dibdib. Ang voice quality nito ay kadalasang buo at malalim. Para matulungan kang maintindihan kung anong tunog ng chest voice note, let me give you an example of a chest voice note.
Yeah.
Good job! Let's move on to the next register, the belt voice. Ang register na ito ay technically still part of the chest voice family but with a higher pitch and more power. Ang resonance ay nagmumula pa rin sa dibdib pero ang tunog ay mas matindi or intense. Here's an example.
Hey!
Great! Now we're on the third vocal register, the mixed voice. This is where things get interesting. The mixed voice is a combination of chest and head voice registers. At ang resonance para dito ay lumilipat hanggang sa mask area ng iyong mukha na nagbibigay ng impression ang notes ay kumukuha mula sa iyong mga pisngi. The sound has a unique twang and cry-like tone which comes from the mixed characteristics of the register. Pay attention to the twang and cry-like tone in my voice. Here's an example. Very good. And finally, we have the head voice register. This register is much lighter and sounds more classical than the other registers. To execute this note properly, it's important to imagine tapping the backspace of your mouth and shaping your lips accordingly. Para mabigyan ka ng idea kung ano ang tunog ng head voice register note, makinig ng mabuti sa light at airy qualities of the sound. Kapag kumanta ka sa head voice register, mararamdaman mo ang vibration on your upper palate. To execute this note properly, it is important to shape your mouth properly. Listen closely to the shaping of the note. Here's an example. That's what we call shaping of the note. If you're not shaping the note properly, it may sound flat. See? Now that we've gone over all four vocal registers, it's time to start this exercise. I'm going to assign different singing vowels for each of the four registers. Get ready to stretch your voice over two octaves. Para sa exercise na to, kakanta tayo ng isang major scale, note by note, over two octaves. Magsisimula tayo sa unang limang note sa chest voice gamit ang vowel na ya para sa register na to. Pagkatapos, itutuloy natin sa susunod na three notes at lumipat sa belt voice gamit ang vowel na hey para sa register na to. Ang susunod na three notes ay ang mixed voice gamit ang vowel na niya para sa register na to. Panghuli, para sa last four notes ng second octave, gagamitin natin ang head voice gamit ang vowel na a. Let's get ready to sing with me and start exercising. All right, let's begin with the warm-up exercise in the key of E major. Remember to sing each note, note by note, assigning the designated vowel to each vocal register.
Ya, 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 ya.
Switch to the belt right now.
Hey, hey, hey.
Switch to the mix.
Nya, nya, nya.
Switch to the head.
Oh, 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 oh.
So we put the whole scale together. It sounds like this.
Ya, 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 ya. Hey, hey, hey.
Nya, nya, nya. Oh, 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 oh.
Now, move on naman tayo sa key of F.
Ya, 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 ya. Hey, hey, hey.
Now, move on naman tayo sa final key set, ang key of G.
Ya, 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 ya. Hey, hey, hey.
Nya, nya, nya. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Well done. Before we wrap up, I want to share an encouraging thought with all of you. Sometimes doing what is right doesn't always mean it will be enjoyable. However, when it comes to singing and worshiping God, doing what is right brings us not only joy but also allows us to experience the special presence of God. When we wholeheartedly worship our King and our God, it becomes a transformative experience that draws us closer to Him in a unique and powerful way. So let's continue to embrace the joy of worshiping God through our voices and allow His presence to touch our hearts and souls. Thanks for tuning in to the Cafe Tayo podcast. And you'll hear me next time with more of my ministry life's journey. God bless us all.